It's time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Hey everybody, happy Halloween here on radio.dominican.edu. You're tuning into the hotspot here with DJ Juice. All right, I gotta say, first things first, it's been 3 weeks of a hiatus where I haven't had a show on for a little bit, but you know what? We back, and we're gonna be back in style. First things first, besides being Halloween, before y'all go trick-or-treating and go out to the bars, chicken, why don't you guys tune in for about an hour right here, only on radio.dominican.edu. And first things first, Kim Kardashian, I called it, I knew it, that thing was not going to last. All right, if you have been out the loop, let me just tell you right now what is going on. This morning, Kim Kardashian filed for divorce papers to Chris Humphries. And I knew this was going to happen, because like I said before, Kim Kardashian is in love with the idea of marriage. All right, she hasn't really found somebody she could actually love. So that happened today. And the worst part out of everything was the fact that Chris Humphries was completely blindsided, and he found out through TMZ reports. And TMZ got the issues today. And as it states on their website, after 72 days of not-so-wedded bliss to Chris Humphries, TMZ learned that the documents are now official. They've tried the marriage and try to sort everything out, but it didn't happen. And the date of separation is listed as today, October 31st, 2011. And, you know, Kim wants Chris to foot his own lawyers and fees, and she'll pay for hers. The documents list the length of the marriage as a measly 2 months. 2 months. Really? You're going to get married for that long? You had a lavish-ass wedding, too. Like a two-episode premiere where it went 1 week and then ended up going till the next week. Like, this is unbelievable. I personally thought, like, let's be honest, what can Kim Kardashian do to keep a man's attention? Obviously, like I said before, she can't fuck. Let's be honest, she really can't. I saw the tape, and all she does is lay there and take it. Secondly, she even herself said that she can't sing, she can't act, and she actually is going to be starring in an upcoming Tyler Perry movie. Which is insane, because I'm not sure how she's going to play that off. So those reports came earlier today. And, you know, to my expectations, like I've said before, Kim Kardashian doesn't really have much to offer besides, like, eye candy. And like I told my friends before, last week at lunch, I'd rather have a girl that's smart and intellectual that I can have a conversation with than a girl who just looks good. Your looks are going to disappear after maybe, like, the first few months that I'm with you. Like, I believe having intellect and having a degree will get my dick harder than a girl who's just pretty. And that's just me saying that. And Kim Kardashian still insists she was in it for the long haul with Chris Humphries. You really think long haul? 2 months is not a long haul. 2 months is like the happy stage, too. That's what I would call the honeymoon stage. The first 3 months are like, oh, you love everything about the person. You really want to be with the person. You think everything they do is great. And you really said you wanted to do it. And Chris Humphries does not believe in divorce. He's a super religious guy. And the only reason this guy even became famous is becoming Kim Kardashian's boyfriend. Before this, nobody really knew him unless you're a basketball die-hard NBA fan. And that's because, and I say that with all due respect, because he plays for the New Jersey Nets. New Jersey, they have a horrible record. No one even has heard of the New Jersey Nets since, let's see, Jason Kidd left back in 2003. 2004 season, no one has ever heard of it. So that right there is that portion. Kim Kardashian, if you guys have any comments, anything to say, let us know. Hit us up on the phone lines here at the radio station. Numbers 415-482-3587. And you know what? That right there is the hot topic. We'll be coming back with more hot topic. Rick Ross, 3 weeks ago got two seizures on an airplane. And the funny story behind that, I'm going to post that up on my Facebook so y'all can check it out. Hit me up at Hotspot Juice on Facebook. And then don't forget, you're tuning into the Hotspot with DJ Juice only on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to keep this Halloween feeling going by playing a little bit of, you know, a little bit of Thriller. So here y'all go.
Stopped your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is daylight night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's
mortal can resist the evil of
All right, that right there was Michael Jackson's Forever Thriller. So you're tuning in to the hotspot here with DJ Juice only on radio.dominican.edu. And in case y'all didn't know what we just came back, we're on the hot topic. And the first one on the list was Kim Kardashian and her filing for divorce this morning, Monday, October 31st. I mean, what a Halloween treat for Chris Humphries to find out he's getting divorced through TMZ online. Out of all things. So I guess, I mean, she was a trick that ended up treating him to a divorce. So next thing on the Hot Topic roast is Rick Ross. All right, 3 weeks ago, Rick Ross suffered a pair of seizures that forced him into the emergency room. The first occurred when he was on a Delta Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Memphis, where he was scheduled to perform at a University of Memphis basketball event that same night. The plane was forced to make an unscheduled landing when Ross suffered what many are calling a seizure, quote unquote. Paramedics were forced to revive Ricky when his friends were unable to find a pulse on him. Rick Ross was treated at Fort Lauderdale Hospital and then released. He even tweeted afterwards, "Memphis, here I come." But after Ross hopped a Memphis-bound private jet, it was forced to make an unscheduled landing again in Birmingham, Alabama. Reports that Rick Ross had yet another seizure while on the plane. People are wondering what caused the hottest rapper in the game to have these medical issues. Some are speculating that his weight has to do with it. That's what I personally think. The dude is huge. Has anybody seen him lately? Like, this dude just goes all around taking his shirt off saying, "This is a Miami sexy beast body right here." I'm like, nah, not really. That looked disgusting. He looked like that dude from, what's his name? Jason from the, he should go on the Subway diet. That's what he needed to do so he can lose all that weight. But apparently, according to an insider who asked to remain nameless, claims that Ross was on a weed binge. On a weed binge, all right? And this is the funniest thing. According to the insider, Rick Ross smoked at least 100 blunts in that just one day. So it has nothing to do with his weight. Fool, it has everything to do with your weight. What do you get when you smoke every time? You get the munchies. Have you seen? Imagine how much money this fool spends on the munchies. Like, he's a big dude. Imagine how much he eats after every smoke. It's unbelievable. I personally think it's got to do with his weight. And despite Huff suffering the health scares on two separate flights, the Teflon Don was feeling well enough to make it to Memphis, not only for the show, but also for a grand opening of a Wingstop restaurant. So he goes, makes a performance, has a seizure, and on the same night, he goes to Wingstop. Like, I'm assuming he was already high by the time he made it to Wingstop. And there's a picture online as well of him smoking. So, to be honest, I think Rick Ross, I think you just too big, dog. You need to be on a, like, health plan. Fat Joe, actually, like, worldstarhiphop.com had an interview with Fat Joe and how he lost 100 pounds. Like, that's commendable. You lose 100 pounds. I mean, he's still Fat Joe because he's still pretty fat. But he lost 100 pounds, which says a lot. Rick Ross, you need to hit up your homeboy, Fat Joe, and figure out what you can do to get on that diet plan. All right. The second and the third thing and final thing on the hot spot here for the hot topic is Steven Seagal apparently will now not only kick ass in movies like he did before, but he will be kicking ass at our borders. All right, he was sworn into as sheriff's deputy in Hubstead County, Texas this weekend. Well, actually 2 weekends ago. And according to a sheriff's department spokesperson, he'll be working full-time to help secure the border Texas shares with Mexico. Shockingly, the rep insists Seagal's work with the department has absolutely nothing to do with his A&E reality show called Steven Seagal Lawman. I really think it's BS. One of the sheriffs told Cron.com, "It became very clear to me that Mr. Seagal is not in this for the celebrity or the publicity. He's like the rest of us that live down here. He has a sincere passion for his country and he wants to do more to help." You really, all right, there's a difference between kicking ass in movies and then trying to really kick ass like a bunch of illegal immigrants trying to cross over or whatever you might be doing. Texas has a huge problem along with Arizona on the whole the cartels moving in cocaine from Mexico over to Texas and Arizona, especially Texas. So I honestly think, is this just like a false move? And the most interesting thing is we have yet to hear from a spokesperson on behalf of Steven Seagal. So it makes it a little iffy. And you're just a movie star trying to like fight crime. Do you really think Steven Seagal, people are going to look at you and be like, oh crap, he's going to kick my ass? There's like how many thousands of people that cross the border every day? I'm just saying. And is it for a show? It might be, it might not. But you know what? That is something for another time. So that right there is the hot topic here on the Hot Spot. And just to give you a quick rundown what we'll be coming up next with, we will be coming back with more information, hopefully get more updates on the Kim Kardashian thing just for y'all. We're also going to have an In the Mix session later today. You don't want to miss out. Bay Area style, so it's just Bay Area Mix. And then stay tuned for the last 15 minutes of the show where I will have a special guest in the studio. We'll be talking about the 5 worst habits men have in bed and the 5 worst habits women have in bed, which I think should be interesting. And I agree on mostly all of these that come from women. And I changed one of them to be number 1, and that's yapping too much. So that's just a preview. So keep it locked here on the Hotspot, only on radio.dominican.edu. And for the sense of it being Halloween and everybody, you know, dressing up, I'm going to be going out tonight with my boys, and we're dressing up as a boy band. So as a tribute to that, I'm gonna take it back to boy band status here on radio.dominican.edu.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you, but when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you. Hey, baby, I don't understand just why we can't be lovers. Things are getting out.
The best in student programming. On radio.dominican.edu.
This ain't your dandelion blowing, metal dwelling, rose petaling music. Teacup down and don't spill my drink. Monday evening, it's the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mellow and Mix. Tune in if you ain't no punk. Radio.dominican.edu, son. Yay, yay!
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked onto Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers, you feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
You to push it right back.
Sex and magic.
Yeah.
girl.
All right, everybody, we are back here on the Hotspot with your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. And you know what? My Facebook and my phone is getting blown up, so let me get a couple things out of the way real quick. First things first, let me give shout-outs real quick to people tuning in. Definitely got to give a shout-out to one, first of all, my broski, my brother, Marcos. Also got to give a shout-out to Clara and Mimi tuning in, and also Kike, who we definitely had fun this weekend. And also a shout-out to JCT, always listening over there in Fanjo. Thank you for the love and support. Also to M. And don't forget right now that after this show, you can tune into the Power Hour with DJ Sam I Am, and then 9 o'clock lounge with my boy 2 Mello. And don't forget, you can also listen to another entertaining dude that has just as much energy as I do, and that's DJ P-Yob. Listen to his show with T-Baby on Tuesday, tomorrow night from 7 to 8 here on radio.dominican.edu. His show is called What Are You Talking About? And then after that, you can get your sports daily dosage with Hornstein and Beal on the tailgate. And the one thing I'm sure they're going to talk about, and that's the one thing I'll mention real quick, I believe that the women's volleyball team, our Lady Penguins, finally won a game this weekend in Hawaii. How do they win a game when we're not even there to see it? They finally won a game. Stats aren't up yet. I've even checked NCAA.com. Things aren't up yet. But all we know is that they finally won against Chaminade. Excuse me. They played Chaminade and beat them. We have yet to get the stats. So quick shout-outs right there. Also, shout-out to my girl M. Shout-outs to my boy B-Rye or B-Minus. Definitely give a shout-out. Shout-out to my squad and everybody tuning in and on this Halloween day. So keep it. Make sure y'all stay safe. Don't be drinking too much if y'all about to go out. And y'all might catch me at a bar dressed up like Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. So, you know, I had my homegirl hit me up on Facebook talking about she's got to take a picture with us because we're being NSYNC. Had to give a quick, what you looking at me like that for? Got to give a quick shout out to them. So first things first now for your top news here at the bottom of the hour. So
this is the top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right. So on CNN.com, trick-or-treaters might want to hold onto those Reese's cups this Halloween as sharp increases in peanut butter prices have begun going into effect following one of the worst peanut harvests in decades. Kraft will raise its prices for its Planters brand peanut butter by 40% starting today. And then ConAgra has instituted increases of more than 20% for its Peter Pan brand that went into effect this month. J.M. Smucker, which makes Jif, will introduce price hikes of around 30% starting Tuesdays. Consumers, meanwhile, are already seeing these increases reflect at grocery stores. So that right there is your top news at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu. All right. Once again, you're listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice on radio.dominican.edu. And if you guys ever want to hit me up, let me know. Go on Facebook. If we ain't friends yet, you can friend me on Facebook at Hotspot Juice. Just find me, click on the friends, and I'll definitely accept it. And right now, we got to get into our mix session. And I've been waiting for this for the past 3 weeks, and I finally get to air it here. And at last, it is ready. So we're going to play in the mix. This week, it is going to be, you know, a little bit. It's going to be all Bay Area. So I hope y'all enjoy. You're listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice.
You know what time it is.
In the mix.
DJ Juice.
Diarrhea.
Fire, say
something different, you a goddamn liar. Block on fire, street steak cooking, girl, you looking for a boyfriend to keep on looking. Downtown feel more something like Brooklyn. Uptown Harlem, yeah, we ballin'. Frisco, Frisco, home of the brave. I don't know about y'all, but we getting paid. All over TV, still ain't changed. Good in the hood everywhere I go. Got a block full of hitters everywhere I go. Say you from the hood, but you never there, though. Yeah, HB love me, like you love me. Sunnydale, Tower Side, let's get money. Bang, bang, three-story gang, that's the movement. Street cred music, shut, let's do it. Trap all day. I just count the cash. Now my whip wet like Alcatraz. And not one bar's a fable. We got the cable car, but my car got cable. Boo bang, I'm on demand like Comcast. And with these squares, I don't contrast. From XP to Haynes Valley, we push. Come over the top of the bridge, it gets narrow. Good girl down, right on Old Farrell. Young Phil Mo Farrell, Golden Gate Treasure. Down at the wharf, SF, the letters roll in like law. Battles up here, you witness, you will get killed. Cool nut, Mr. C, Hitman RP. Much love from the SFC. Handle bricks in the back of Candlestick. House in Twin Peaks, you panoramic. Still with the cannon, 40 and 50 caliber. Five-time champion, destroy any challenger. Hit like Barry, score like Jerry. Still right here, feel more than Mary.
Come with me, 'cause I'm about to go down. You're the baby. Got my white tee and my stunner song. Go buzz it, I can't go wrong. Go down.
Every time you see me, that hammer's just no height. Tell me when to go.
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 Price had drift, so shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews doing dumb, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones. Ooh, tell me when to go. Talking on my Getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't dump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other sugar-coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we hype and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from. I'm from the Bay where we hype and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from. I'm from the Bay where we hype and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Tell me when to go.
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 I'm off that 18 gummy juice. Like a man, lay with the black Zeus. King of the super duper hyphy, hyphy, hyphy. And your wife, you don't want me like. From the Bay to the A. Put me in the backwoods with such a sweet boy. It's dope. It's just some shit I wrote. My city couldn't be saved. John the Pope. I slid past on the gas. That it's good, it's good. Daddy. Cross gang, you get flipped like a burger patty. A zigzag, pass me the big old fat. I drank white with a snow bunny. Talking big shit and a scraping point. Hella dumb. Acting honey, Jose Cuervo. I mean, y'all don't say no.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 Now let me direct traffic for a minute. Let me tell y'all about this hyphy movement we got going in the back. When I say something, you say it right back at me. You swear we're gonna do it like this here. Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Now scrape,
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 scrape, scrape.
Put your stunner shades on.
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 Now gas, brake, dip,
dip.
Gas, break,
dip,
dip.
Shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads.
Let me see you show your grill.
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 Now fierce,
thanks,
fierce,
thanks.
Fierce,
sex,
fierce,
sex.
Doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Now watch them swing, watch them swing.
Now
watch them swing, watch them swing. Go stupid,
go,
go. Go stupid,
go,
go.
World, not your run of the millin. My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the villain. I'm a stoner and I'm chillin' with two biscuit like Jack. I pimps and I mag, drive a Benz on a lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies in the stores. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with niggas that are killin' die for ya. I'm popular, I'm a rap star. But I live like a rock star running from the cop car. I drop bars from slaps that knock hard. And I charge for the hit to extra large. I'm sick of the sores, high to Mars. And I treat my bitch like a ATM card.
I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself.
She's in the building and she's feeling herself. She's looking bad, but I'm willing to help. Stop it, baby, you're killing yourself. Come on, I got your back, we can chill in my Dell. I'm feeling myself too. Man, just imagine some of the things we can do. You under me under you. Then we can catch the liquor store before two. We can hit my nigga, go get some shrooms. And if you still wanna kick it, we can go get a room. It won't cost you much, I'm a good buy. It's gon' discount this goodbye. I look like Mr. Frank, fuck for free. No dough, oh, who you can't fuck with me? Get the fuck out, but you're still in my dough. You're full of shit and I'm feeling myself.
I'm in a building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Man, I'm feeling myself.
I'm a West Coast bad boy. I
represented. Dre, that's a bad toy. Is it rented? Hardy, har, har. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight to Long Island. I want my own island. Bet you I'ma get it. I switch hit and play with both mitts. Pack the 4/5. I'm after yo. If he ain't doing it right, she's after yo scritch. And I'm after hers with these macking words, nerd. Thought square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark in a skylark. I'm playing my part. I'm Mr. Furley. Quit interrupting. I'm talking to your girly. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm in a villain and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
All right, everybody, that right there was your In the Mix session over here on the Hot Spot. That right there, Bay Area style. If you guys have any suggestions, anything at all, hit me up on Facebook at Hot Spot Juice. And right now, we're going to get into the better portion of the show here towards the end, entertain y'all a little bit more. I have a special guest in the studio here with me, my friend Paulette. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right. So I brought her in for the single purpose of getting the woman's point of view and just, you know, get her opinions, what she thinks. So we're going to read off the 5 bad habits men and women have in bed. So we're going to go crisscross. So we'll first say men, then we'll say women. So men, number one complaint about them is skipping foreplay. You don't need a 3-hour sensual massage followed by Titanic or The Notebook double feature to get in the mood. So, and also don't jump into sex. You got to warm her up just a little bit. Do you agree?
I disagree with that. I don't
Wait,
think.
Louder.
Can you hear me? I disagree with that statement. I feel like you can get into it. You don't need foreplay. I'd rather just get to work.
Wait, get to work on you? Wait, skip your foreplay? Because what if I just want, you know?
I think a little bit is fine, but I just do it. Just get her done. Get her done.
You know, there are some people that just like just want to go straight to sex, and there's other people who like want to like warm up. Like, really? Like, although there are some people like she can, I guess, run the engine without warming it up. I guess you can say that. All right. So for women, what number one thing? Biting in all the wrong places. Ear? Yes. Nipple? Sometimes, depending who you are. Pleasure rod? Never. All right. If you're in college and you're using teeth, there's something wrong with you. You didn't learn properly in like high school. All right. And if you're using teeth in college, that means you just started doing it in college. There's no pleasure in like having. Okay. Now, when I say teeth, no. But okay, I've had someone like with the tongue ring, and that feels fucking bomb. That feels bomb. I believe every girl should at least have a tongue ring, all right? So, you know, help out a little bit. But biting, do you bite?
I have bit. The worst place is the chin, and even then I got a little reaction out of it, but that's it. I don't think you should bite anywhere else.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay, well, I don't think you should bite on the neck. I mean, sucking on the neck, that's cool, but then hickeys come along, and that's not a good look because that just makes you look like somebody's bitch. It really does. That's basically what it makes you look like.
I bet you Kike knows about that one.
Kike, my boy Kike got shouted out right there. Damn, you're just trying to single him out, aren't you? You know he tuning in too. All right, men, the complaint about men right here. Lazy, dirty talk. Have you been bad? How bad? Do you want it? How much do you want it? Are you boning or playing 21 questions over here like 50 Cent on the track? Like, seriously, knock yourself out with the dirty talk. Too many questions, and just it makes it weird.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable. I think you should.
I think a lot of girls like really don't like the whole like call me daddy or like call me papi. I don't think they like it as much. I don't know about the smacking on the booty. Like, that's a go-go though. I'm not a big fan of talking. You big a fan of talking?
No, I don't think you should be talking at all unless you're trying to move positions or say, scoot this over, bend
or get
me
the
over.
Hell out.
Yeah,
we just finished.
Just do it.
So get out. Yeah, that's the only time you need to talk. Hello, how are you? Let's get to it. And goodbye. There's the door.
We don't need a conversation.
You really don't. Like, god damn. Why can't there be more girls like this? All right. Number two complaint from Wit for Women. Porn noises. Please, no more of the too loud fake cheerleader. Yeah, yeah. And I like to refer to this as the Kim Kardashian. Because if you've seen her superstar sex tape, which I always talk about, all she ever says is, baby, baby. No, shut the hell up. There should be nothing like, let me just stick something in there to like make you shut up already. So that's one of the things. Number three, for men. Oh, okay. She got called out by our friend. Glad we got the message. Yeah, we got the message. Number three, men not returning the favor. So this is a complaint men have. Not returning the favor. Not to make it seem like a chore, but plenty of women like giving head. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't reciprocate.
I disagree. I personally don't like it. Your face shouldn't be down there.
Why not?
It just doesn't belong there. I like it towards my face. If I don't want you to do it, you don't have to worry about it.
What if they don't want to see your face?
They want to see my face. Obviously, we're doing something right.
They went there because you had a pussy.
No, I disagree with that statement. If they were just there for the pussy, they wouldn't be getting it.
That's why the lights are off.
No,
that's why the
off.
Lights are off. That's all I'm saying. Reciprocate. But you know, it's funny. Like, I personally don't mind like going down, but it is true. Like, a lot of women, I don't know what it is. They really don't like it when like guys go down there. Why?
It just, your face does not belong down there for me.
Well,
that's
your suggestion.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. If you're going down there on me, that's my opinion. I don't want it.
See, I told Chicken this pickup line, this line at lunch like last week. And that is, if a girl ever complains that there's not guys who go down, like that does not refer to me. Because here's my line. Girl, I'm brown. We mow lawns for a living. Who does it at Dominican? We do. So that is just, you know, we're like UPS. Just calm down and see what brown can do for you. All right. That right there is your, we only got halfway through. So we still got a few more things to go through, but we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play something new. This is a new favorite song of mine that came out just recently. This is Pitbull featuring Chris Brown, International Love.
Went from Mr. 305 Day to Mr. Worldwide,
all around the world.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're international, so international. International, so international.
You can't catch me, boy. I'm overseas at about 100 G's for show. Don't test me, boy. Cause I rap with the best for show. 305 to the death of me. Cremate my body, let the ocean have what's left of me. But for now, forget about that. Blow the whistle, baby, you the referee.
You could've died in New York City. I'd never sleep while like Los Angeles. I'm spinning a sleep while I'm living in Miami. It's international love. It's international love.
I don't play football, but I've touched down everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run. Everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce. And the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pit, you can have me and my sister. In Lebanon, yeah, the women are bomb. And in Greece, you guessed it, the women ain't sweet. Been all around the world, but I ain't gonna lie, there's nothing like Miami's heat.
You put it down like New York City. I never sleep quite like Los Angeles.
Talking credit cards, if you know what I mean. Here in Cuba, la cosa está dura, but the women get down, if you know what I mean. Here in Colombia, the women got everything done, but they're some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. In Brazil, they freaky with big old booties and they thongs, blue, yellow, and green. In L.A., tengo la mexicana. In New York, tengo la boricua. Besito para todas las mujeres en Venezuela. Y en Miami, tengo cualquiera.
Oh,
right, everybody. That right there was Chris Brown. That's actually Pitbull's song. It's called International Love. And you are back here on the Hotspot with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. Quick shout out once again. I gotta give a shout out to my girl Katie, my coworker, my good freshman friend, and also give a shout out to Aaliyah listening up there in Canada, all the way from Canada. Unbelievable. Thanks, B-Rye, for the connection right there. So we're talking about the five bad habits men and women have in bed. So this is what women thus far have complained about men. One, skipping foreplay, and my girl Paulette doesn't agree. Two, lazy, dirty talk, that really does have to go. And number three is not returning the favor, which she also disagreed with. Now, the other one for men is sticking only to signature moves. Just like fingerprints, all women are different, so reading her body language while you're showing off your best stuff is important. Everybody hates the same thing over and over again, so change it up. If you start on top, next time hit it from the back in a different way. So, I mean, yes?
I definitely agree with that. You want to get some new stuff in.
I don't think, like, you know, I personally am not a routine person. I don't like routine, so when it comes to sex, I don't think anybody wants a routine. Like, you have your one finishing move, like... Like, there's a book where there's, like, 365 positions, one for each day. Change it up with one of those. All right. So, women. Now, these are complaints men have about women. The first one was biting in all the wrong places. Two was porn noises, or as I like to call it, the Kim Kardashians. Three, reckless when on top. All right. We all know you get in the groove, all right? When you're on top, y'all getting in the groove. That's cool. Going up and down, sliding in and out. That's cool. That's fine. But don't freaking break the pleasure rod, all right? Don't break my penis when you're trying to get yours on.
Like I said earlier, you're bad for slipping out.
You're bad. You're bad for going up too high.
I think it goes both ways.
Oh, whatever. All right, number four, though, for women, and I completely agree with this, is no sense of rhythm. No sense of rhythm. The absolute worst way to disrupt good sex is a loss or a lack of rhythm. So don't be the girl who's flailing around sporadically, or worse, just laying there motionless. That just doesn't make us want to go back. It really doesn't. You have to have some rhythm. And so girls that can dance, I give you props. As soon as I see a girl who really can't move or moves a little awkward, that's a hell no. That means nope, not going to happen. So number five for men, the last one is... Let's see. Okay, and this one I think most women can agree. You even said Mimi agreed.
Yes, I did.
So number five is going forever and ever and ever. You don't have to go for a whole hour. You really don't. Like, girls don't need that much to go. And besides, after a while, girls just get tired. And I would assume it hurt after a while.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, just go a good, like, 30, 40 minutes and then take a Red Bull 10-minute rest and go back to round two. You know... It's not a freaking marathon. You can hit sprints every once in a while. That's all I gotta say for that one. Women, not okay. And this one should be. This is my number one. All right, number one is non-sexual related conversation. The only thing we should be talking about, like you mentioned, is what position is next, or what else do you like? It shouldn't be, can we cuddle after? Wait, what? Cuddling? What the hell is that? That's not in my dictionary. What the fuck? So, not related, anything related. I really do agree with this. Like, when you're getting it on, if you want to talk, say something dirty. Like, I don't mind dirty talking, just don't go overboard, but no talking. Don't tell me about, like, your feelings or, like, how, like, the only feeling you should be telling me about is how good it's feeling right now. That's it. So, that right there. Is your five bad habits men and women have in bed. And that's all we've got right here on the Hotspot. I'm running Sam I Am a little late right now. So guess what? We're going to come back next week. Have a happy Halloween. Quick shout-outs to JCT, my homeboy Brian B-, Chicken for filming the whole thing, Paulette for coming in, Katie, thank you for listening. Also from Canada, all the way up in Canada, thank you for tuning in. And also Jake. So I hope I got all the shout-outs out of the way. I'm hoping. If I miss anyone, oops, I just gotta go. All right, stay tuned right now for the Power Hour with Sam I Am here only on radio.dominican.edu. See y'all next week.